Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon, a marketing strategist, brand building expert, speaker, and New York Times bestselling publicist. This is where I take you behind the scenes with today's top influencers, industry insiders, and entrepreneurs as they share step-by-step strategies to help you turn your online dreams into a purposeful and profitable business. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. Today is a good day. We have had some good transformative movement happening over at the Sheck House. We have a baby who is starting to sleep through the night, which if you are a parent, you know how much of a game changer that is. The season is starting to change. We spent some time at my family's lake house a few weeks ago to kind of, I guess, toast to the end of the summer and beginning of fall. And it was just so nice to be with everybody and just have that break and kind of reset and reframe my mind, because I have been on maternity leave for the last few months and am just now jumping back into all things business. So it was so nice just to have that break, and to kind of give myself a little bit of space, and then to just enjoy my family and have that good time. My husband is now gone. He, is filming a movie in Hawaii, which I was like, wow, I don't feel bad for you at all. You get to go to Hawaii and enjoy a beautiful, scenery. But he will be working his tail off, which he is so grateful for, because his industry has been shut down for almost a year. So just really happy for him that he gets to go and work and do his thing and be in his element and be creative. And, you know, that always makes me think about how much gratitude that I have for being able to be an entrepreneur and being able to create my own business, my own services, really create the business and the life that I want, because it is not contingent on an industry, you know, telling me or giving me the green light that yes, I can go back to work. Yes, I can. My husband's been dealing with that all year due to COVID. The entertainment industry, the TV and film industry, was shut down completely. And I really saw when he got, you know, the call that he was going to be going to do this movie in Hawaii, how much his just entire energy shifted. He was happier. He was excited. He was, you know, just really full of joy. I could tell how grateful and how excited he was to be able to go back and do what he loves to do. And I think that that's so important to remember, that we all feel that way, right? When we're really living our purpose, when we really get to wake up day in and day out and do the things that we truly love to do, that we know that we're called to do, it can literally just change our entire perspective on life. It can shift the way that we feel about ourselves, the way that we feel about others, the way that we feel about our abilities to serve. And I want to talk a lot about that today. I want to talk about business. And you all know how much I love to talk about business. And I want to share that coming up very, very soon in 2021, I am going to have the pleasure, with so much excitement, to be working with a group of women, you could be one of them, on their businesses that are trying to get to either 100K or they want to double their six-figure revenue from my mastermind program called Shine. Now in Shine, there are two levels. There's a level called Accelerator, and these are for women who are just getting started. It's for those women who are making less than $50,000 a year, and they're looking for a business plan. They're looking for a strategy. They're looking for the roadmap and trainings to get their thing going so they can hit 100K in revenue. Then we have another level called Elevate. All right. And Elevate is for women who they're already at a level of success. Okay. So they're the ones that are making at least 50K a year, most of them making more than six figures a year. And not only do they want to scale to multi six and seven figures, which myself will help them do, as well as the other strategists that I have specifically pulled in from my own personal network to help them and support them in the mastermind for the year. but they also want a higher level of impact, influence, and connections. They are at a place where investing in relationships and networking is the next most important thing they can invest in beyond just skills and tactics, which of course they also get. But they want their business success to mirror the influence that they already have been able to cultivate for themselves, or they want that influence to mirror the business success that they've cultivated. So that is the main difference between the two different levels, right? Accelerator, if you're just getting started, and Elevate, if you're at a higher level and you're wanting to grow that. Now, Shine, simply, it's for women who want to make a lot of money and don't want to work for anyone else anymore. They want to make a lot of money creating their own thing, their own partnerships, their products, their services, their clients. So if this sounds like you, and you want to learn more, you can head over to juliesolomon.net/shinewaitlist. The applications for Shine officially open in November, but you can head over there now to get more information and figure out which level is right for you, as well as you will get an email once you sign up with early access to apply. So once that's complete, we will be in touch next month, November and December, to set up a time to get on a phone call and personally go through your vision, your goals, and then share how we can best support you in that. So I want to first talk a little bit about why I love masterminds so much, because of the insane impact that it can have on your business. Now, what I love so much about masterminds, and I've witnessed this, I've been a part of this myself, is that there is such an amazing feeling when you are an entrepreneur who has full responsibility for your success and your failures, and you are surrounded by other entrepreneurs who are also on that same path. And when you've gone through challenging times and come out of those challenging times even more successful than you were when you went into it, there is no greater feeling. And masterminds give you that. Now, they also give you access to connections that you would have never had otherwise, which is so important when you want to grow a business. And it really goes back to that main idea that is so important, that the group that you surround yourself with matters. Your container matters, whether it's your friend group or a Facebook group or the groups that you pay to be in. They literally can show you if you are on the right path to success or not. You know, a mastermind group is truly the best of the best when it comes to this group and this container that you are invited to be a part of. You know, it's that idea of like, if you're the smartest person in the room, you need to find another room. That's where the mastermind comes in, because you've got all of these geniuses that have this passion, that have this idea, that want to grow, that want to share, that want that next level. Now, as I mentioned, I've been in a ton of various masterminds and workshops and training sessions and conferences and all of that. And all of them have transformed my business in one way or another. They've transformed how much money I make, which, you know, I went from six figures to seven figures in just a year, the first time I joined a mastermind. Masterminds have transformed my relationships, the people in my Rolodex and in my network that aren't just like people that I met one time. These are people that I have come to know, that I have come to value as friends, that I have come to value as mentors, and that if I call them and need something, they are going to show up and support that. And they continue to support me even years later. And so throughout this process of masterminding, right, and of seeing how transformative it is to be in community and to be around these other women who are just incredible with ideas and with support and with really being there for me and holding me accountable, I also realized that I have really evolved some of my business ideas too. And I've also kind of expanded on some of those ideas and constrained some of them as well to kind of work with my mastermind members on how to scale their business as fast as possible so they can make their first 100K or double what they're already doing. And that's exactly why I host masterminds It's exactly why I hold this container and use my experience and my access and my connections to be able to share them with other women like you, so you can have that for your business and life as well. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Because what I have found throughout my journey is that there are two major money milestones that are the hardest to make in business, right? And we're going to go over those. So first, you have $100,000, right? Now, making your first 100K is the hardest money that you'll ever make as an entrepreneur, because it is the first identity shift that you typically are going to make when you're going from employee or working for someone else to an entrepreneur. So the most mental work, the most emotional work, the most mindset work that needs to be done has to be done here. That's why it is so, so hard. It's not hard to make the money. It's hard to train your brain to be ready to receive the money. And this is what my Mastermind Level Shine Accelerator speaks to and what we help you do there. In Shine Accelerator, I teach an in-depth training each month on starting your business, getting clear on your purpose, figuring out what strategies are going to work for you, and then scaling your business and figuring out what products and services you're going to create and who your audience is and how to use your email list to connect to that audience and to turn them into customers. As well as I bring in my personal life and mindset coach, Nicola, who I have known for years. And she was actually the woman that I went to back in 2016 when I was ready to go out on my own and make my first 100K on my own and knew that I needed the mindset shifts to get there. She was who got me there. So the first year I made that 100K to really mentally prepare myself, I'm bringing Nicola in to help you do the exact same. So if you join Shine Accelerator, you also get access to Nicola every single month. Now, Shine Accelerator is all about giving you the information, the tools, and the coaching support that you need to emotionally and mentally be ready to hit your first 100K.
My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers. And you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business, go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Now, the second money milestone that I think is also the hardest to make that I've also gone through in business is your first million. Because this is where the shift happens from hustle to high impact strategy, connections, influence, networking, and investment, right? Investing more into yourself, more into your business. Most people who are visionaries and have a deep purpose, they can hustle their way to 100K once they have, you know, the grind and the mindset and the tools and the support they need. However, you cannot hustle your way to $1 million. You will burn out. You will overwhelm yourself to death. You need high-level strategy as well as you need systems and processes to make you as efficient as possible. But most importantly, you need a business model that is repeatable and scalable without you working 24 hours a day on it. And you have to have the right community of people to support you in getting there, period. You will never make $1 million in your business if you don't have the right people around you, supporting you, getting you there. And this is what my mastermind level Shine Elevate speaks to. Myself, along with a ton other amazing strategists who will be with us every single month that I have used to also grow and scale my business, we are going to give you the strategy, the processes, the connection, the community, and the network that you need to hit those seven figures and beyond. And this is why my Mastermind Shine has two levels. And this is why it is set up in the way that it is set up. It is purely based on these money milestones and all of the mind work and the emotional support and the community support and the influence and impacting and networking that you need that goes into hitting all of those levels, right? So I want to make a note that some of you who listen to this podcast, you maybe don't necessarily think of yourself as an entrepreneur. You don't necessarily need help growing your business, right? But I want to encourage you to listen to what I'm about to talk to you guys about today, because even if you're not an entrepreneur, there are so many of these ideas and concepts I'm going to be sharing today that can be applied to any goal that you're trying to master in your life right now, especially if you're wanting to grow your influence and your impact. So I'm going to share a little bit on the podcast here, right, about those business changes that I have had, right, some of those new ideas and concepts. But I want to encourage you that if you are someone who is trying to hit either your first 100K or a million, even your first million or your second million, to check out the waitlist page to see what level's a good fit for you and to apply. Now, we make everyone apply because I have learned through many trial and error to become extremely selective about who I let in and who I teach this work to and who I connect people with, because it's so transformative and only for those who are really ready to show up, suit up, and make this happen for themselves. So I really do feel strongly in the power of entrepreneurship and growth and the ability to make as much money as we want. And I really do see that as a positive contribution to the world. And I want to be an example of that, an example of what's possible when you see it that way. People paying you money for something that you have to offer that they found valuable is a massive, beautiful exchange of energy. It truly is the ultimate freedom. Being an entrepreneur with the ability to create any business that you want and get paid for it, I mean, it is not something that every person has the freedom to do. It's not something that many of our ancestors could even wrap their brain around, right? So the fact that we have this opportunity, I think that it's important. I think that it matters. And for me, I feel very strongly about utilizing my opportunity of being an example of what is possible with that, right? So today, I want to give you a little taste of what what it's like to be in this, to be a SHINE member, to be in that community, to start to think a little bit differently with how you approach your business. And how we're going to do that is that I want you to start thinking about in your own business right now, where are you in terms of growth? And what is it that you need in order to grow? Okay. So of course, you know that you need to have a deep purpose, right? You have a purpose that is so deep that your livelihood depends on it. Now, I talked a lot about this in last week's episode when I was sharing my biggest business mistake this year and how I fixed it. So if you don't have a purpose or you don't know if the purpose that you think you have is the right purpose, then I strongly suggest that you listen to last week's episode as well as apply for SHINE Accelerator, as that is the level that you need to be in to get that clarity on your purpose and then to turn that purpose into a business. But once you have an idea about your purpose, what you need is just to focus on three simple things. Now, these three simple things is really all you need to achieve business success. It's when I really started focusing on these three simple things, I made $100,000 in 3 months after trying to make it for years and years and years and beating my head against the wall, being like, why can't I hit this 100K goal for myself? So if you're ready, this is the exact framework that I used to make $100,000 in less than a year. And it's also the same framework that I used to then repeat that process and make 1.5 in less than a year. Now, this framework is covered in detail in the mastermind based off of your unique goals and where you're at in your business. And we really work with you on building all of this out for your business specifically. But what I'm going to give you today is the gist of it, right? And you'll want to write these down. Okay, the three things. First, it's your offer. This is what you offer to the world. It's your product, your service, your system, your framework, your craft, your offer, right? Second is your prospects. Now, these are all your potential customers that you sell your offer to. So these are your followers, the people that you meet in your community, referrals that you get, the people that need what you're selling. And third, it's your sales. All right? Offer, prospects, sales. You got it? Now just say it over and over and over again so you don't forget it. These are the three things that you need in order to grow a business and the only thing that you should be focusing on once you get clear about your purpose. Now, in order to grow, all you got to do is increase these three things. You increase your offers, you increase your prospects, and you increase your sales. That's it. We want to increase the number of offers and also increase the number of prospects we have to offer to, which then increases the number of sales. Now, the reason why this framework is so important when you're thinking about business is a lot of times, many people in my community, students, members, they come to me and they want to staunchly avoid working on one of these. Which one do you think it is? They want to avoid working on the offer, the prospects, or the sales. It's the prospects. Now, hear me out. In order to have prospects, right, which is a potential customer, you are going to have prospects that become customers, and you're going to have prospects that don't, which means you're going to have people tell you no. And that's where I see so many of my students like just completely freeze, right? Because they are so terrified to hear no. They take it personal. They don't like it. They make it about them. So what do? They just avoid getting the no's, which means that they avoid getting prospects, which means they make less offers and get less sales, which means they don't make money, which means they don't have a business. You see how that works? So, challenge number one, write this down. This is challenge number one for the day. You have to overcome in order to grow. And you have to get really good at hearing no and not be afraid of it. All right? So let's think about this a little differently, okay? So in the beginning, what it typically looks like is that you create this offer and you'll start offering it to all your prospects, and then you'll get some no's, right? You'll get the feedback. They don't want it. You won't get the sales. Well, why that's the case, normally it's because you don't have the correct marketing and branding in place. You don't know who your ideal customer is. You don't have the right strategy in place, and you don't have the connections in the network to support you in getting those sales, which is what we help you do properly in Shine Mastermind. But no matter what, the first step is just making the offer. You can't even get to your marketing and to your branding until you at least have made an offer and had people say no to you. And a lot of times students, they just want to focus on the marketing, right? On the growth, on the follower number, but they haven't even offered anything to anyone. So I'm all, you know, what's there to market, girlfriend? You have nothing. You don't even know who you're marketing to. You don't even know what you're marketing. So trust me, you got to get the offer dialed in, and you got to make the offer. You got to get the feedback. Because once you start getting yeses, once you have offers and you're selling it to prospects and you're making sales, well, then all we just have to do is scale it. And scaling, it's just increasing the framework, right? We increase the offers, we increase the prospects, we increase the sales. So all three of these entities, they increase, it's like a domino effect, right? They increase as it goes along. And there you have it. You've literally doubled your business because you've increased your offers, you've increased your prospects, and you've increased your sales. So if you're looking at your framework and maybe you're saying to yourself, well, Julie, I don't have any sales yet, then what happens is that you have to keep tweaking what you're offering. We have to make sure that the offer is done properly and is marketed correctly. And again, that is why masterminds are so important, because you are put in this container, in this incubator that helps you figure out exactly what to tweak, when to tweak it, how to tweak it, who to tweak it to, which increases your sales. And you have to make sure that you have the right offer to the right prospect, which leads me to challenge number two. You have to be selling something to somebody who wants it and will happily pay you for it. So in other words, you want to be able to sell a lot of ice to an Eskimo who's got a lot of money. Meaning your prospect needs to be so hungry for what you have to offer, and they want to pay you for it. They see the value in what you're offering. When you tackle this challenge, you start to get into a business flow where you have the right offer and you have the right prospect, and then you start to increase that, which then increases your sales. And then there's really no limit to how big you can become and how much money you can make, honestly. There's no limit to how much money you can make. I've had students hit 100K in less than 90 days because they figured out how to have the right offer. They offered it to the right prospect, and they made sale after sale after sale once they learned the right process and made it repeatable. It's really that simple. So let's use my business as an example, right? The ice, quote unquote, that I offer to you is a career. Now, I have two main programs that offer mostly women careers. I have Pitch It Perfect, which I offer to prospects. And then I have Shine, which is my mastermind coaching, which I also offer to prospects by application only. So let's talk about those, right? My prospects, my Eskimos, they're hungry for a new career. They want to make a lot of money and they don't want to work for anybody else. So they're hungry for training, for my process, for my relationships, for my network, for my influence, for my impact, for my strategy. They want to offer value to people so they can make a business happen. So my prospect is someone who is hungry for a new career, who wants to be an entrepreneur and has money to pay me for the quote unquote ice that I have for them. And I'm going to completely over deliver and give them the best quality that I possibly can. And the way that I do that is by giving the right offer to the right prospect. You know, I'm not offering my mastermind to prospects who don't have money or to prospects that don't want to invest their money in themselves. That's not the right prospect for me. I'm not offering my mastermind or my Pitch It Perfect program to prospects who aren't interested in a career or who aren't interested in pitching. That isn't the right offer. I'm offering my mastermind to someone who wants to make money and doesn't want to work for someone else, who has money to pay for that access that I give them, who wants the best access in the world, because that's what I offer to them. So when I find the right person and I give them the right offer, then it really is a win-win. It's a no-brainer at that point. And what's also happened, because I've been doing this now for 7 years, over the years, I have continued to perfect these offers over and over and over again. So now all I have to do is go find the prospects. And once I find them, I know that the offer will work because my offer is so much more valuable than the money that they're going to pay for it. And that's what makes it so joyous to sell. It's what makes it so exciting to perfect over the years and to give to people if they're ready to receive it. It's incredible. Now, if you have the right offer, you'll start getting sales. And as soon as you start getting sales, you'll just continue to increase it all. So remember, the challenge one was to overcome and to get good at hearing no. Challenge two, you must have the right offer. Now, challenge three, you got to learn from your non-buyers, right? So out of that prospect pool that you have, you're going to have people that say no. But those no's that you're going to get, you got to get good at hearing them, because that's what's going to be able to continue to move you through the next phases of your journey. This is one of the secrets that I feel like doesn't get talked about a lot. You know, people hear no and they just like shut down, right? Instead of getting curious, instead of using it as a growth opportunity, they just completely shut down. And you have to ask yourself, or I would, and I'm saying you should, instead of shutting down, you got to ask yourself, why would someone say no to you? Right? Ask yourself, why would someone say no to me? Why would someone say no to this offer? Well, there's typically only three reasons why. You either have the wrong offer, or you're trying to give it to the wrong prospect, or it's at the wrong price for that prospect. And that's pretty much it. But you have to figure out what it is. That's your job. Are you making the wrong offer? Are you making it to the wrong prospect? Or is it the wrong price for that prospect? That's it, guys. You figure those things out, you solve it for them, and then you go and you make more offers. Now, one of the things that I love supporting my mastermind members in, one of the biggest things is learning from your prospect's hesitation to buy and how that can make you so much better at sales and marketing. So for example, if you came to me and you said, Julie, I just don't know. I don't know if I should apply for your mastermind. I don't know if it's for me. You know, my business is different. I don't know if I'm really like cut out for this. I don't know if it's going to help me. Well, if I just said to you, well, okay, girl, if you change your mind, just let me know. Well, right there, I have missed an opportunity to change that person's entire life. You see, it is my job to show them that they are good enough, that they're better than good enough, that they are worthy of this, right? If someone is saying this, they clearly don't believe in themselves. They're not confident in what they're capable of doing, or they wouldn't say, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if this will work for me. And they don't believe that having their dream come true is really possible. That being exactly who they want to be, or believing that they can make enough money, like the money that they really want to make, is actually realistic for them. So my opportunity right there is to help them overcome this hesitation, figuring out where is this hesitation coming from, really helping them overcoming their own limiting belief about themselves. But if I'm thinking about myself and my money and how I don't want to hear the word no from this person, then I'm going to miss out on showing up and serving this person and making their life better, right? So whether they buy from you or not is really not important at that moment. It's really about how much are you learning from each prospect that you talk to? How much are you really paying attention? Now, if you're not making any offers and you're not getting any feedback, well, then you're not learning anything, right? You're just hiding in the corner, hoping that like a fairy will come down and like magically you'll start making money. And typically the reason why people do this is because they're afraid to hear something that they don't want to hear. But once you recognize that hearing no and that your non-buyers are actually what's going to move you forward, you start learning so much from them. You start learning so much about your offer and your marketing and your messaging and how people perceive you, which is in such an incredible learning opportunity. You start to learn how to overcome your prospects' limiting belief about themselves and their objections from buying what you're selling them, which is going to make you better at sales, which is going to make you more money. So you start learning to use your expertise within this process for the benefit of yourself, of your own growth, and for the benefit of your prospects' growth, right? Now, for our last challenge, which is challenge number 4, you have to learn how to Q-tip your prospects' responses, all right? Q-tip, which stands for quit taking it personally. You can't take it personal when someone tells you no or tells you they don't like what your services are. They don't think that your services are good or whatever feedback they have for you. You don't want to take, and also I don't want you to take it personally when they tell you that your service is the greatest service in the entire world and you've changed their life and you're magnificent and you're wonderful. I don't want you to take the good or the bad personally, right? It's all objective. Because as soon as you take it personally, you are going to become exhausted and you're going to miss your opportunity to learn something important. So remember, a no, it really just means one of those three things: wrong offer, wrong prospect, or wrong price point. That's it. Figure out which one it is, change one thing at a time, change your world, change their world, change everybody's lives. Everybody wins. Now, the other thing that people do that I think it's important to share is that they'll get feedback, right? And then they'll start to think that everything is wrong with everything that they're doing. So they'll want to change all the things. Don't do that. It causes so much confusion and lack of clarity. You got to change one thing at a time. You either change your prospect and you keep your offer the same, or you change your offer and you keep the prospect the same, or you change your price, but you keep the person the same, so on and so forth. You can see easily when you just focus on one thing, you can see which one wasn't working a lot faster. So let's recap. The fastest and easiest way to scale is to make more offers. The more offers you make, the more sales you're going to get, which means more prospects, which means more, the more that you can learn from your non-buyers, which means the more that you can up-level and perfect your offer, which means the more sales that you can make. Now, the more that you do this, the more that you start to put yourself out there, right? The more people start to see you, the more that they learn from you, learn more about you, and the more that you can duplicate your process to make more sales. So you have to remember, don't be afraid to shine. The mastermind's not called shine for no reason. Don't be afraid to shine. And in many ways, it's easier just to not, right? It's easier to hide. It's easier to not be extraordinary. It's easier to not stand out. It's easier to not let your voice be heard. It's easier to hide. So yes, if you don't shine, there will be less opinions of you and your products and your services, but there'll also be less sales and less impact that you're actually making in the world. So you got to decide what you want. Now, a lot of people, they look at me and they see someone with influence, right? I mean, I have the influencer podcast. I've got a business that I've grown, 7-figure business. I've helped thousands and thousands of entrepreneurs also make 7 figures. And they come to me and they want me to speak on their stages and they want me to partner with them and they want to be on my podcast because they see this influencer. But the reason that I am an influencer in their mind is not because I have 1 million followers, because I don't, or because I was a blogger years ago, or because I know a lot of influential people. It's because I had the courage to be who I am. I had the courage to speak up. I had the courage to stand out among the masses. I had the courage to create something and put it out there and see what happens. I had the courage to learn from my prospects. I had the courage to stay curious and ask questions. And that courage, that's what gives you leadership. That gives you power and freedom because you had the courage to overcome. And I think that that's pretty freaking phenomenal, right? Like, I'm willing to experience both sides of the entrepreneurial journey because there is both sides of it. But my capacity to succeed, my breadth to want to get to that next level of prosperity and service and freedom, I believe that helps other people do the same. By me being an example of that, it helps other people do the same. And I think that it's pretty freaking awesome. You know, why not? YOLO. Why not see what we can do with these incredible miracles that we call life, right? Why not have our own business and grow it? Why not work for ourselves? Why not make a lot of money doing it? Why not change lives? Why not have fun? Why not find more joy in the everyday? Why not leave that job that you hate and go spend your time doing something that you truly love? You want to be successful? Be uncomfortable more. Be vulnerable. Hear the word no more without taking it personally. Ask for what you need. Ask for what you want more. Make more offers. Be willing to stand out and be seen. Be willing to serve your prospects more. Be willing to over-deliver. Be willing to go that extra step. Be willing to let go of people, places, and things that no longer serve you. Be willing to shine. Now, I want to invite you to apply for my mastermind today because it's freaking incredible and it can change your life if you're ready to change your life. So go to juliesolomon.net/shinewaitlist. Take a look at the levels. See what's best for you. If you're really serious about it, we'll go through those applications. We'll see who are a best fit. We'll reach out. We'll set up a call. We'll chat about it. I promise you it's possible. You just have to believe it's true as well. All right, guys. Same time, same place next week. If you liked today's episode, if it gave you any clarity, if you learned anything, I know I shared a lot of good stuff. Go over to Instagram, tag me at Jule Solomon. Take a screenshot of today's episode. Let me know what your biggest takeaways were. I want to chat. If you have any questions about the mastermind, if you're curious, slide into my DMs. Let's chat. Let's make this happen. I believe in you. All right. That is it for today. Now, as you know, some of our best conversations actually happen after the show. So I want you to find me on Instagram, head on over to our Facebook group at the Influencer Podcast, and let me know your thoughts about today's show. All right. I will see you again, same time, same place next week.